You're listening to Reflections West with David Moore and Lisa Simon,
featuring stories and ideas of a diverse American West. Today we're reading a reflection from Tessa Heineman, a student at Montana State University in Bozeman. Recently, Heineman took part in an archaeological excavation in Virginia City in Montana. The project was hosted by the Extreme History Project, along with MSU's Anthropology Department and Project Archaeology. This was a collaboration that sought to rediscover the old life of Montana's first capital. Heineman explains her great enthusiasm for archaeology. She writes,
I'm often asked, why archaeology? I'm also pummeled with questions about my famous colleague, Indiana Jones, and if I've unearthed any dinosaur bones. The questions are often cheeky and reflect the limited understanding of this line of work. I respond in the same way by explaining that, once you start digging, history isn't just what you read in a textbook. Archaeology allows me to be a time traveler. Maybe I'll find something discarded 300 years ago, a beloved toy hidden by a child, the remnants of a lonely old cabin, things left by families and forgotten by time. Archaeology makes history tangible. It's something I can see, smell, and touch. I hold history in my hands and start a new chapter in the book of places and things from another time. And, unlike much of written history, it isn't partial to the wealthy, famous, and rich. Archaeological digs have shown us many fascinating communities left out of written history. It seems the earth doesn't care whose bones it holds. Because people don't understand the field, I've come to realize how important it is to discover new ways to share history with a wider audience. The summer field school was a great means to do this. While excavating this tourist town, we helped vivify the otherwise ghostly history to the visitors. We helped them see it with fresh eyes, historical eyes. They held artifacts in their hands and began to imagine the bustling thoroughfares of a real community. I find it incredibly rewarding to transform the experience of casual tourists. Someone who might begin by sarcastically asking, "Found any gold yet?" can soon be blinking in wonder at the vision of storefronts of Virginia City, seeing them as they once were. A certain sparkle enters their eyes when they feel like they've connected with history. And that moment, more than anything, is why I love archaeology.
We've paired Heineman's reflection with a poem by Marjorie Manwaring, a writer from Seattle, Washington, and an editor of an online journal.
Manwaring's poem was published in the anthology New Poets of the American West, and the poem's title, Treasure, refers to the resonance of memory and history evoked by a single object.
Treasure. Somewhere there's a key, lost in the rubble of a cobwebbed garage, or wedged in the corner of a moss-covered shed. Who will find it, hold it in her hand, rub away the rust and the muck? What you hope for, not treasure in a padlocked box, but another unlocking. Rush of strawberry air, hint of hay that years ago kept you awake. Climbing down the ladder over the gate, meeting your best friend in the moonlit pasture to ride your father's horses bareback. Remember how you'd turn toward home when you heard the horn of the morning ferry crossing the bay?
A poem by Marjorie Manwaring.
Reflections West is produced by Lisa Simon and co-hosted by David Moore.
Beth Ann Austin, audio producer. Financial support from Humanities Montana and the Western Heritage Center, a place to reimagine the cultures of the American West.
All of our episodes are available at reflectionswest.org.